So why did you decide to run in this election?
I decided to run in this election. I think it's extremely important with the climate crisis, especially with the most recent IPCC report saying that, you know, we've already locked in aspects of climate change. So 2 to 3 meters of sea level rise. Fundy Royal is a coastal riding. New Brunswick is a coastal province. And so we are going to be certainly impacted in this generation or the next generation. So that was important to bring that voice to the table and ensure that Canadians and people from New Royal had options.
Now, what made you want to be part of this party in particular, the Green Party?
Yeah, so for the Green Party, the reason I chose the Green Party is, number one, they don't whip votes, so they don't have a party whip, and we don't whip votes, so you actually get to represent the constituents. My belief, and I think that most Canadians would agree, that that your MP should be going there to represent your community. So that means, you know, sometimes you're going to have to vote against your party, and you shouldn't be punished for doing that. You should be actually rewarded and you know, should be shown as a positive that you're voting for the people of your community, so that whatever policy, how it's going to impact them locally.
And during this campaign, unsure if you were able to go door to door because of the pandemic, but I'm sure you've been talking to constituents. What have you been hearing from them?
Yeah, some of the biggest concerns is, of course, the economic recovery and the COVID-19 and how we deal with the rest of that as we're going into the fourth wave here. And then, of course, the climate crisis comes up over and over again, particularly with young Canadians. It seems to be more something that they're interested in ensuring that we do protect the future coming for them.
Now, healthcare, of course, has been under the microscope since the pandemic began. New Brunswick facing a huge shortage of both nurses and physicians. Understanding that it's up to the provinces to deliver healthcare, what would you actually help to do? How would you help to address this?
Yeah, I think the healthcare issues, although they are provincial, I mean, the Canadian Health Act dictates how we deliver that. So I think we need members of parliament and we need all levels of government to work together to see where we can streamline things. So, for example, the province of New Brunswick could provide a larger scope for pharmacists to reduce the pressures on family physicians or nurse practitioners in the province. And we could also broaden the scope of work for nurse practitioners in order to alleviate some of the pressures on family physicians and the emergency room. So there's examples across the country with other provinces and how they're delivering the healthcare system. And so having someone that can bring those ideas and to work with any party and any individual to help change how we deliver healthcare in the province, as well as, you know, just, okay, planning in advance. So we need to ensure that we're going to have enough nurses, even though there's a nurse shortage now. So how can we get more seats at the University of New Brunswick to ensure we're putting out more nurses? How do we get Dow and St. John to put out more physicians? And how do we keep them here with incentives and pay? It's important that they're working in a positive working environment in any way that the member of parliament can work directly with the MLAs and with the provincial government and ensuring that we're able to deliver a positive work environment that is, and the employees are compensated. I think we'll see people want to come to New Brunswick because it is a beautiful province to live. The cost of living is lower than throughout the country, but we need to ensure that we're treating our employees and treating these frontline workers with respect. And then with that, you know, with broadening the scope of work, I mean, we need to introduce pharmacare for all. So we need to ensure that Canadians can access their medication and dental care for all. I mean, we need to ensure that, particularly with young Canadians, their vulnerable sector, that we're taking care of their teeth. We're a country that is rich, and we have the ability to deliver these programs to ensure that Canadians' health are taken care of and that we can have a prosperous community.
Many businesses have struggled over the past year and a half as a result of the pandemic. What will you do if elected to support them?
Yeah, the Green Party will ensure that we maintain the tax rate at 9%. And we want to invest in small and medium-sized businesses. So we'd stop providing large subsidies to the fossil fuel industry, and we take that money and we invest it into small and medium-sized businesses. small, medium-sized businesses actually make up the majority of the workforce in Canada. So if we can be pouring money into green initiatives and pouring money into small businesses to ensure that we are able to support them, it would generate more employment and the money would circulate in the economy, which then is good for Canadians, good for New Brunswickers. And then we'd also maintain the emergency benefits and the rent benefits that were existed under the previous Liberal government, but we try to streamline those to make it easier access for small to medium-sized businesses to access that money. And they're currently getting rid of those with the plan, but we'd keep those until all COVID restrictions were lifted in the country to ensure that these businesses have something to fall back on, have the support of the federal government.
Now, in addition to affecting businesses, the pandemic has also impacted millions of Canadians as well. So what will you do to help everyday middle-class Canadians and those who are struggling to get ahead?
Yeah, we see the middle class is shrinking every single day, and the divide between, you know, the richest Canadians and the rest of us is getting bigger and bigger and bigger. That gap's getting bigger. So first, we implement guaranteed livable income or universal basic income to ensure every Canadian can be lifted out of poverty and have enough money for housing and food. That money will be different. It depends on where you live, because the cost of living in Vancouver or Toronto is significantly different than living in Moncton, Riverview, or anywhere in New Brunswick. So ensuring that it fits the community that they're in and doesn't have a disincentive to go to work. So Canadians could still go to work. And it doesn't impact their guaranteed livable income. So that is one way. And then again, just investing in those small businesses, which are a huge employer, investing in farming, local farming. Friendly Rural is a farming community, and farms actually represent over 2 million jobs in the country with the food industry versus oil and gas, which is only 500,000. So again, if we invest that money into the local economy, into Canadians directly instead of large corporations, we're going to be able to lift Canadians out of poverty and ensure that middle class exists and close that gap between the 1% of Canadians and the rest of us.
And affordable housing has become a huge concern as well. Year over year, New Brunswick saw the largest increase in average rent prices. So what would you do to address that if you're elected and help those who are having a hard time?
Yeah, I think you do see a rising cost in rent, and I think that and housing costs in general. So the Green Party would like to ensure that we put a tax on large corporations and foreign investors for empty houses only. So if they have an empty house, we tax that to ensure that they are making it available so that people can live in it. So that should give an incentive for them to have people living in the houses. Investing in co-op living and affordable living. So any large projects that is getting government grants to create a condominium building or an apartment complex that has federal funding, we ensure that 30% of the units are reserved for affordable housing. And again, that guaranteed livable income would lift Canadians out of poverty and ensure that they have that money for housing. Because it is a human right, and we need to ensure that we are lifting these people. 36,000 Canadians live without a home or homeless every single night in Canada. So we need to ensure that we are able to get them off the street, get them into warm houses, and then everyday middle-class citizens. How can the next generation afford a house? So we need to be changing the rules about mortgages and how we work with Canadians to ensure that they can afford a house and they have somewhere to live.